This week's parsha is Parshas Vayelech. The shiur is on being strong and zealous. Source number one is Devarim Lamed Aleph, the beginning of the parsha, Pasuk Aleph. It says, Vayelech Moshe vayedaber es hadvarim ha'ela el kol Yisrael. So Moshe went and he told all these things to Yisrael. Vayomar lehem, ben me'av eshrim shana anochi ayom, lucha od latzis v'lavo, vad Hashem amar elai, lo savor seir din hazeh. So he says to Klal Yisrael that he's 120 years old, and today, on this day, it was actually Zayin Adar, and he can no longer go and come, and Hashem told him that he's not going to pass over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha hu yashmin sagoyim ha'ilam milfanecha v'yirishtam, Yehoshua hu over lefanecha kasher divir Hashem. So Hashem is going to lead you, he's going to pass before you, and destroy all the goyim in front of you, and you'll end up inheriting the land. Yehoshua is going to be your leader, as Hashem has said. V'asa Hashem lahem kasher asa l'sichon ul'og malchei amoril artzam asher hishmid osam. And Hashem's going to do to them just like he did to Sichon and Og in their lands, and Hashem destroyed them. Unusanam Hashem lifnechem ba'asisem lahem kichol mitzvah asher tzivisi etzchem, and Hashem will give them to you, and you should do to them all the mitzvos, so you should destroy their avodah zarah and completely eradicate them. So the pasuk says that you should be strong, and imtsu is a different is a question as to what it means, but we're going to say zealous. Do not be afraid and do not run away from them, because Hashem is never going to forsake you and abandon you. He's with you. And then Hashem calls Yehoshua in front of all Klal Yisrael, and he says, Chazak ve'ematz, that you should be strong and be zealous, because you're going to bring Klal Yisrael into the land which was promised to them, and you are going to conquer it. And Hashem will go before you, and he'll be with you, and you will not fail, and he will not leave you. Do not be scared and afraid. So what's interesting about these psukim is the repetitive nature of Chizku v'imtsu, or Chazak v'ematz. We see it in Vav and Zion. It says Chizku v'imtsu in front of Klal Yisrael, that they shouldn't be afraid in battling the other nations. And it also says Chazak v'ematz by Yehoshua. So the question of the shir that we're going to take up and analyze is, what's the necessity of Chazak ve'ematz? Why is it mentioned? What's the idea of it? Why is it necessary? And what's also interesting about these psukim to point out is that this was very public. It was a public demonstration of Chazak ve'ematz, in which Moshe told Klal Yisrael to be Chazak ve'ematz, and also he told Yehoshua to be Chazak ve'ematz in front of Klal Yisrael. But we also see it in other capacities, in other elements of Torah. We see it in Devarim Lamed Aleph also later on, in Chaf Gimel later on in our parak. It says, Vayitzavis Yehoshua Benun Vayomer Chazak Ve'ematz Ki Ata Tavi Es Bnei Yisrael La'aretz Asher Nishbati Lahem Anochi Ayeh Imach. This was more private, but Moshe was teaching Yehoshua Chazak Ve'ematz to be strong and zealous, because you are going to bring Klal Yisrael into the land in which I promised, and I will be with him. So the question again is, what's with the Chazak Ve'ematz? Why is it so repetitive? Why did Yehoshua need this? Why did Klal Yisrael need it so much? Is there an idea that we can extrapolate from the fact that it says Chazak Ve'ematz so many times? And not only is it said in Devarim Lamed Aleph, but it's also in Va'eschanan. If you look in source number 3, it's Devarim Gimel, Pasuk Chav Ches. It says, V'tzavis Yehoshua v'chaskeu v'amtzeu ki hu ya'avor lefnei amazeh v'hu yamchilosam es ha'aretz asher tir'eh. So it says to command Yehoshua, and again, it says to make him strong and be zealous, because he's going to bring the nation and conquer the nation in which you see. So again, we see Chazak ve'ematz. So what's the deal with Chazak ve'ematz? Why is it so necessary to tell Yehoshua Chazak ve'ematz? And furthermore, the most explicit example of Chazak ve'ematz being completely repetitive is from Yehoshua itself. If you look in Yehoshua Aleph, Pasuk Vav, it says Chazak ve'ematz ki ata tanchil es amazeh es ha'aretz asher nishbati la'avosam l'seis lahem. So first it says that Yehoshua should be strong and zealous, because he is going to conquer and bring the land into Eretz Yisrael, and which was promised. Rach Chazak ve'ematz me'od lishmor la'asos k'chol ha'Torah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi al tasiri meni yaminu smol l'man taskil v'chol asher teleich. And then it says that Yehoshua should be strong And he should also be zealous when it comes to the Torah and keeping the Torah in which Moshe had taught him. And he shouldn't move right or left from the Torah that was taught to him in order that he be successful in all the ways that he goes. And he should never have the Sefer Torah away from him. He should always be learning day and night in order that he keep the mitzvos and be successful. Have I not commanded him to be strong and zealous and not to run away and not to be afraid because Hashem is with them in all that he goes. So we see it three times in Yehoshua. We saw it already three times earlier. We saw it twice, actually. It's four times. Twice in Vayelech. And then we also saw it Chizku V'Imtzu. Then we saw it again in Vayelech. And then we saw it in Vayeshanan. And now we see it three times in Yehoshua. So it's really strange that Chazak V'Emat is so necessary. Why did Yehoshua have to hear Chazak V'Emat over and over and over again? And what is the meaning of Chazak V'Emat? And finally, one last example of Chazak V'Emat comes from Yehoshua Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. It says, Kol ish asher yamres picha v'lo yishmas tvarecha l'chol asher tzavenu yumas rak Chazak V'Emat. Then anyone who contradicts what you're saying and they don't listen to you and listen to what you're commanding, so you should be strong and courageous, chazak ve'emats, strong and zealous. So again, we need to hear chazak ve'emats so many times. What is chazak ve'emats teaching us? In what areas is chazak ve'emats necessary and why? So I think the key to answering the questions is based on Rashi on Yehoshua. So if you look at Rashi on Yehoshua, he brings down the idea behind all of chazak ve'emats is. So the first chazak ve'emats, Pasuk Vav, he says, b'derech eretz, k'mosh ne'emar ki atah tanchil. So when it comes to derech eretz, which means the job that you do, because Rashi on the Gemara says that there are four things that a person has to be chazak in, and one of them is derech eretz. And I have it in source number 9, where he says derech eretz im uman hulu naso im socher hulu schoraso im ish milchama hulu milchamto, that you're supposed to be courageous and strong in your profession. So when it came to leadership, which was Yehoshua's job, because it says, Chazak v'emat ki atah tanchil osam hazeh el es ha'aretz asher nishbati lavosom matzis lahem, when it came to leadership, Hashem was teaching Yehoshua to be chazak v'emat. And then if you keep going in source number 6, it says, Rak chazak v'emat me'od b'torah. So not only do you have to be strong and zealous when it comes to derech eretz, leadership, but also in Torah. K'moshu omer l'shmor v'lasos k'chol ha'torah. And then finally it says, Halot tzivisicha chazak v'emat b'melchama. So that's reference to war, that Yehoshua had to be or feel chazak ve'emat in war. K'moshu omer al tarotz ve'al techas ve'hichan tzivahu. Where was he commanded? B'mei Moshe, shenemar v'yitzavis Yehoshua ben-Nun. So we see that there are three areas where Yehoshua, is commanded to be chazak ve'emat. One is when it comes to leadership. The other one is when it comes to Torah, learning Torah. And the third one is when it comes to milchama. So now we have a little bit more insight into the necessity of Chazak V'Emat, that it's for different areas of Yehoshua and aspects of his life. But again, why is it so necessary? So before we get into that, the question is, what does Chazak V'Emat mean? So if you look in the Tirgum Yerushalmi in source number 7, it says, Itokifu v'izdarez. Itokifu means that you should be powerful, strong, and v'izdarez is from Zrizos. And Zrizus means be zealous, so be driven. So in these areas, Yehoshua was taught that he had to be strong and be driven, izdarez, in the areas of leadership, in the area of Torah, and also in the area of war. So why in these three areas? So I think the answer really boils down to one idea, which is based on Yehoshua Aleph Aleph. If you look in the first pasuk of Yehoshua, it says, Vayhi acharei mos Moshe ever Hashem. So after Moshe had died, who was defined and called Eved Hashem, Hashem says to Yehoshua, the Mishares Moshe, the servant of Moshe, to say. So we see from the beginning of Yehoshua that Yehoshua's definition as an individual was Mishares Moshe, that he was known as the Mishares Moshe. And that was part of who he was. It was part of his identity, his self, his sense of self. And I think that's the key to the answer here as to why Yehoshua needed Chazak Ve'emat, because in all these areas, in the area of leadership, in the area of Torah, in the area of war, Yehoshua was completely tied to Moshe. He had this relationship with Moshe, which was one of being a Misharis, and he was always around Moshe, and he gained a certain security and a certain safety from being around Moshe in these areas. And once Moshe was going to die, then that security was lost, and therefore Yehoshua was taught that he had to be chazak, he had to be strong, be'emat, and he had to be zealous, and he had to be ready to move and ready to operate and to go against the grain if necessary. And we see this from Yehoshua's personality as mentioned in the Torah in different areas. So with regard to leadership, if you look in source number 10, which is on Devarim Lamed Aleph Zayin, which is our Parsha, it says, Ki atah tavos am hazeh, ki targumo re'at ol am im am hadin. So you're going to take this nation, Moshe amar lo Yehoshua, zekinim shebedorim ahem, hakol fi daita matzasam. So Moshe said to Yehoshua that you're going to have the zekinim with you, and you're going to be able to listen to them, and you should take their advice. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu amar lo, ki atah tavias b'nei Yisrael el ha'aretz asher nishbati lohem, Tavi al korcham hakol toli bach tol makal v'hach al karkadam davarachir ledor v'ein shnei davarim ledor davarim ledor. So the idea that Hashem is saying is that really Yehoshua had to take control, he had to take charge. That on the one hand Moshe was saying that you need to take advice from the Zekanim in your generation, but on the other hand Hashem was saying to Yehoshua that ultimately it comes down to you, that you have to be strong and powerful as a leader, and sometimes you have to go against the Zekanim. You have to be above the Zekanim, and sometimes you're going to have to take a stick and hit them on the foreheads and tell them who's boss. So in the area of leadership, the Torah is highlighting the necessity of Chazak Emat, that Yehoshua should recognize that it's his duty and it's his requirement as a leader that he be strong in these situations, and that on the one hand, he be balanced and take advice, but on the other hand, not only take advice, but also be above them when necessary. And we see that this element of leadership was a concern of Moshe by Yehoshua from the Meraglim. If you look at the Meraglim story in source number 11, it says, Ela Shemosan Hashem Asher Shalach Moshe Lasor Es Arat Vayikra Moshe LeHoshea Ben Nun Yehoshua. That these are the individuals who were sent by Moshe to spy out the land. And he called Hoshea Ben Nun Yehoshua. And if you look in Rashi, it says, Vayikra Moshe LeHoshea Nispalel Olav Kal Yehoshua Fa Me'atzas Meraglim. So he davened for Yehoshua, that Yehoshua should not be subject to the Atas Meraglim, to the advice of the Meraglim. So what do we see from here? What can we derive? What we can derive is that Moshe was concerned that when he wasn't around and Yehoshua was on his own, that he might be affected by the Atas Meraglim, that he actually might be affected by those leaders who were around him. So once again, we see that Yehoshua, because he was so attached to Moshe, when he was separate from Moshe, there was a concern that perhaps he would be influenced unduly by these individuals, by these Meraglim, or by the Zekanim. So that's why Chazak Ve'emat is necessary. Yehoshua had to know that despite the fact that it was part of his personality to be a servant of Moshe, he had to have a certain independence when it came to leadership. And throughout his life, he was somewhat dependent on Moshe to make these decisions. He had a security in Moshe as the leader, but now he had to take control and he had to be the leader. And there was a concern that without Moshe, he would be influenced unduly by these individuals. We also see it that Yehoshua was somewhat removed from the Am after the Egel. When Moshe comes down, it says, Vayishma Yehoshua es kol am v're'o, Vayomra Moshe kol melchama b'machane, Vayomra ein kol anos gvura v'ein kol anos chalusha kol anos anochi shomea. So at the time of the Egel, Yehoshua had waited for Moshe at the bottom of Har Sinai, and he heard shouting, and he said to Moshe that it was melchama, it was a war, and Moshe says, no, it's not the sound of warriors winning or those who are being defeated. It's not them crying out, but it's the sound of song. And Rashi says, Ein kol anos gevura, ein kol zeh nira kol anias giburim, hatzoakim nitzchon, velo kol chaloshin hatzoakim vay onisa. So it wasn't the sound of warriors or those who were losing. Kol anos, kol chirufin v'gidufin, hamanim es hanefesh shomin shneamran lo. It was the sound of those being blasphemous against God. So why does the Torah teach us this about Moshe and Yehoshua and this back and forth? So I think it shows you another aspect of Yehoshua, that he was somewhat disconnected from the people. And although Moshe also was disconnected, Moshe had an accurate perception of what the people were up to, and he always knew what was going on. But Yehoshua, it was important, and Moshe's correcting him in this situation, that he know and he be connected to the people as disconnected as he was. So even though he was separate and he was more attached to Moshe, he had to have a good grasp on what the people were doing and what they were all about. And that's an aspect of leadership, again, that Yehoshua required chazak ve'ematz, in the area of being aware of what the people were up to and what their nature was and what they're involved in. And then finally, if we look in source number 15, in the story of Eldad and Medad, when they were misnabe, they were prophesizing that Moshe was going to die. It says, "Vayan Yehoshua ben Nun mishares Moshe v'churav v'yomar Adoni Moshe klaim." That Yehoshua, again, he's identified as mishares Moshe. So that's really critical in terms of defining why he needed chazak ve'ematz, because he was always the mishares Moshe. And he said to Moshe, "Stop them." And Rashi says, "Klaim hatel leim tzarchei tzibor v'hem kalim eileihem." So place the needs of the tzibor on them, and they'll be destroyed on their own. Davarachir tneim el beis akela, put them in jail. Lefisha yimis nabin, because their prophecy was Moshe meis v'Yoshua machnes es Yisrael aretz. So Yoshua's reaction to the idea that Moshe was going to die and that he was going to lead the Jews was very stark, and he asked Moshe to destroy them. Moshe ends up saying, "You know, who am I to?" Because I didn't bring the psukim in the source sheets, but he says, "Who am I to stop them when they're getting nevuah from Hashem?" But Yehoshua, you see his dependence on Moshe in the area of leadership, that when he heard that Moshe was going to die and that he was going to lead, he was terrified, and he tells Moshe to stop them. So once again, we see why there would be a necessity for Yehoshua to hear Chazak Ve'ematz, why it had to be repeated to him, that he'd be aware of the necessity of a leader to separate himself from being the Mishares Moshe and now recognizing his duty as leader and acting accordingly as the leader of Klal Yisrael. We also see Yehoshua's dependence on Moshe in two other areas. One was in Torah. There's a Gemara in Tmura brought down by the Torah Tmima in source number 17. Lo Yamish, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Bishash and Niftar Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was dying, Amar Lo Yehoshua, he said to Yehoshua, Sha'al mi medu kol svekos sheyesh lecha. Ask me all the svekos that you have. Amar Lo, he said, Rebbe, klum hinachticha sha'achas ve'alachti l'makom acher. Have I ever gone away from you and, you know, been or gone to another place? Lo kach kasaf to be misharso Yehoshua ben Nun na'ar lo yamish mitoch ha'ol. Does not say about me that I never left your tent. So the implication here is, once again, that Yehoshua was so dependent on Moshe in terms of Torah that he had no stakos. He had no questions. He was always by Moshe. And on the one hand, that's a great thing because you're learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. But on the other hand, it took away a certain independence from him. And he needed that when it came to Torah. He needed to be independent from Moshe. And when Moshe wasn't around, he couldn't be too dependent and look at Moshe as a superego figure. But rather, when he was alone, he had to be just as strong and zealous with regard to keeping the Torah and learning the Torah as he had been before when he was attached to Moshe. And then finally, the last Chazak Ve'ematz in Yehoshua is tied to war. And the one example of war where we see Yehoshua's prominence is in the war against the Amalek. So if you look in Parshas B'Shalach, in source number 18, it says, "Vayomer Moshe Yehoshua b'char lanu anashim, v'tzei lachim ba'amalek machar anochi nitzav arosh ha'giva u'matei alukim b'yadi." So Moshe says to Yehoshua to take charge and find warriors to fight Amalek, and tomorrow I'm going to go up to the hill and I'm going to bring the staff of Hashem. V'yas Yehoshua kasher marlo Moshe lachim ba'amalek u'moshe aron v'chur alu rosh ha'giva. And Yehoshua did what Moshe said to fight against Amalek. And Moshe Aaron Nechur, they went up to the Giva. They went up to the hill. And when Moshe's hands were up, the Jews were successful. But when his hands were down, the Jews had lost. And if you look in the Mechilta, he says, "Vayas Yehoshua kasher amar lo Moshe." Why does it have to say that he did like Moshe asked him? Also, mash nispakid v'lo avar gzeras Moshe. That he did exactly what Moshe had commanded, and he didn't violate the command of Moshe. So in the area of war, Yehoshua was also dependent on Moshe, because in this instance, Moshe tells Yehoshua what to do. Yehoshua follows along. And in the war itself, the Jews had only won the war because they saw Moshe davening, and they saw Moshe's hands up, and they were poreis al shamayim. So once again, we see that even in the area of war, Yehoshua wasn't independent from Moshe. He was dependent on Moshe, and the Jewish people were as well, and they looked to Moshe for security and for safety. And that explains why there's a necessity for both public and private. In public, the Jewish people, just like Yehoshua, had both a healthy and unhealthy relationship with Moshe. And we see the unhealthy nature of the Jews' relationship when it came to the Egel, that when they saw that Moshe wasn't coming down on time, they did a vote of Zara. And in that sense, they were unhealthy. They had an unhealthy attachment to Moshe. And that's why Moshe had to say Chizku v'emtsu to them, and also in front of them to Yeshua, so that the Jewish people should separate themselves from Moshe and recognize this flaw and this unhealthy attachment in order to be able to be led by Yeshua in the proper way. And that's why it was necessary to teach Chazak ve'ematz publicly and privately into Yeshua, because in these areas he needed it. He needed to know that Moshe was going to be gone, and now it was imperative on him to be the right leader, to be the Lomei Torah, and also to be the Baal Melchama, despite the fact that Moshe was no longer around. And I think that's the idea of why the Torah and Yeshua has to constantly express itself as Chazak ve'ematz all the time. And I also think that there's an idea in Musar from here, which is the way that we should relate to our leaders and relate to our teachers. On the one hand, we should have a relationship where we should learn from them and we should imitate them to a certain degree and we should copy them. But on the other hand, we should recognize that we have to be independent at times, and our teachers aren't going to be around forever, and we have to cultivate an independence of thought, an independence of strength and security that may not exist when our teachers are around. And that's really necessary for us to move on and to move forward with our leadership and perfection in Klal Yisrael. So have a great Shabbos, and thank you so much.